If you're married, what is it like to be single? If you're single, what is it like to be married? These answers and more on Single and 40, a show on love, life, and everywhere in between. I'm your host, Jennifer Hazard, and you're not alone in your journey. Join in as we discuss the exhilarating highs and the hilarious lows of dating and relationships in middle age. Whether you're rediscovering love after divorce, embracing single life, or diving into the dating scene for the first time in decades, we've got you covered. Let's laugh, learn, and love together as we uncover the secrets to thriving in the world. 40 is not just an age, it is an energy. Get ready. Single and 40 starts now.
Hello and welcome back to Single and 40, the place and the show of love, life, and everywhere in between. I'm your host, me. It's Jennifer Hazard. Hello. Great to see you again. This is my second show on here. I'm very excited for round two. First of all, got to get it out of the way. This is an adult content show. Send the kiddos out of the room. Put the earpods on, send them away. I don't know what you do with them, but you gotta, this is not for them. This is an R-rated show. So that has been said. On my last show, we actually talked about dating and dating websites and apps and acronyms and all of that jazz. And I kind of wanted to revisit that a little bit and go into some of it all. So I wanted to actually talk to you about success stories from the dating apps and from sites. I was at a party not that long ago, actually upstairs from my apartment, and there was 10 people. There was two single people, me included. I was the oldest person in the room at the ripe age of 40. Cute, I know. But everybody else in the room was either, there was four couples, and all four couples had met online. So one couple met on Tinder. They're now married. Another couple met on Hinge. They are about to get engaged. It's okay. They both know. They've been planning. So it's not like I'm ruining a surprise here. The third couple met on Bumble. And they are getting married. And then it was two Tinders, a Bumble. Yeah. I was like, yeah, and a Bumble little situation. And I was like, holy crap, like here is today's society. Like here I am, a single person. And the other single girl, you know, who's in her early 30s, she was leaving early to go on a date with somebody that she had met from Hinge. So I'm sitting here saying like, oh my God, there's so many, like everybody here, this is today's society. This is today's world. This is what we're living in. Like everybody meets online. And I wanted to give you guys some like statistics about a little bit of things. So just so you are aware, one in three couples that are getting married right now met online. So one third of people that are getting married right now met originally online. That's kind of like, whoa, that's crazy. I have a whole bunch of gay friends that actually met on like male gays. Friends that met on OkCupid, and they've been in, you know, they're going on 8 years of being together, and then another couple have been married and they've been together for a while. But OkCupid. So again, like there are a lot of success stories out there. A lot of people are meeting that way versus back, like let's flash back even 10 years ago when people were meeting at work. Again, now with post pandemic, dating is way different. As somebody that's been single the entire time, pre, during, and post pandemic, dating is different now. But people used to meet at work. People used to meet in school and class. But now the average age of people actually getting married is like, for women, I believe it's 28. For men, it's 30, which I think is very young for the record. That's just me. That's my opinions. Mostly everybody that I know that met somebody and married them before they were 30, they're divorced by their 35. And I'm like, yeah, your brain fully formed at 25. And then like a couple years later, you're getting married. I'm like, you don't even know who you are. Like, just wait. It's if it's, you know, till death do you part, you got time. Like, it's cool. You know, take biology out of it. That's my personal opinions, my beliefs, all of that kind of stuff. But some other fun little thought processes. Again, a lot of people are meeting, if they're meeting in real life, work, school, concerts. I actually met somebody a long time ago. This is pre-COVID, at a concert, and it was very fun. He was Australian. And if you're meeting somebody at a concert, and I have friends that have met boyfriends, now ex-boyfriends, but they've met at concerts. And if you're meeting somebody at a concert, the one thing to note is that you probably like the same music. And I think that that is a crucial thing for compatibility, is liking the same, at least genre of music. Because if, again, if somebody's like into like super emo and you're into like jazz, I don't know if that's going to be simpatico. Like things might not correlate, but I've seen and heard different stories. So that, again, my opinions, my thoughts, my, you know, my experience. And they're saying it's statistically from Forbes, because I was researching this. So I want to give you some stats. So here you go. From age 43 to 58, 72% of that group, that category of individuals, they have the most success of dating online. So 43 to 58, if you want to meet somebody, the likelihood of you meeting somebody IRL, coffee shops, festivals, obviously you're probably not in school, but work, whatever. And again, work is so hybrid now that meeting people in the, all of these capacities, that does, it's not really real. So meeting them online is kind of like the way to go. For me, again, I've definitely dated people I've worked with. I didn't really date anybody I went to school with, more like fooled around with, you know, wink, wink situations, festivals, concerts, not really festivals. Cause I don't see people meeting in Coachella. Cause again, you're probably like boozy Susie or like on other substances. So again, I don't know, maybe it's a hookup. Maybe it's just a little momentito, but I don't know. Be shown, but maybe you can meet people IRL. But again, there's statistically speaking, if you want to meet somebody and you're in that age range, online's probably the way to go. So again, finding out what site is your site, that's figuring it out. And it's more popular dating online than all of these other places. And then, so 3 out of 10 Americans are single, currently single. 3 out of 10. And this is adult. So anybody over the age of 18, this is not like kids. Come on now. That's gross. But 3 out of 10 Americans are currently single. And out of that, half of them, so like 1.5 people, are actually looking for a long-term relationship or an ethically non-monogamous relationship. So an ENM. Again, if you listened to last week's episode, you know exactly what ENM stands for and all of the other acronyms that we'll go into, because it's just part of today's world. Just, it is. It is what it is. And a 2023, so last year's study, 8 out of 10 Americans felt that you don't need to be married to be happy. Now take that in for a second. 8 out of 10 Americans believe that you do not need to be married to be happy. I am the first one. I raised my hand to that. Yes. Versus in 1988, I was five. I was a very cute 5-year-old. 50% of people at least believed or perceived that they needed to be happy to be, or needed to be married to be happy. So that is just crazy. So in my lifetime, it's gone from people, 50% of people perceiving that they need to be happy to, or need to be married to be happy, versus nowadays, it's like 8 out of 10. So 80% of people don't think that you need to be married to be happy. Like, that's significant. And I'm like, what happened? And again, we just talked about how the age of marriage, like how old people were when they were getting married. And like the average age for women is 28. The average age for a guy is like 30 something. If you go back to the 1950s, the average age was like 20, 21. My mom got married in 1977. She was 22 years old. And she was old. She was like the old one of her group getting married. It's kind of crazy. But times, they are a changing. People are waiting and getting, you know, older and wanting to like live life, be financially stable, experience things, try new things out. Again, this is why I personally believe, again, this is just my opinions, my beliefs, that if people weren't getting married when they were like 30 years old and they waited until 35, they would get all of these crazy sexcapades that they're seeking out in the world out of the way before they would actually, you know, and so you wouldn't have so many like MBAs, married but available. You wouldn't have all of these things because, again, you would get to like fuck around, do your shit, like, you know, do all the partying, do all the drugs, do all that stuff. So by the time you're actually ready and willing and able, you're like, I've already done that. Like, there is no FOMO. At 30, there's still a lot of life to live. So just something to be mindful of is that we don't necessarily need to like rush into things because, again, I have a lot of friends that are just want to tick that box of like getting married, you know, like, and they don't care if this person, you know, oh, well, they meet like half of my imaginary checklist of things or whatever it might be. So just something to kind of ponder on that, you know, waiting a little bit, if you want to go online, how to filter out, doing the online dating, doing all of that kind of stuff. It's all super interesting facts here and like how the world is changing. So also 50% of people, Americans in particular, believe that it is harder dating now than it was 10 years ago. And like, no, don't even consider the pandemic, because the pandemic, again, made it's way different dating. Even dating during the pandemic, like outside dating, keep social distance, like, are we going to wear a mask, virtually meeting? It was 55% of people have actually changed their way of dating, just based on, you know, socioeconomics versus, again, pandemic, pre-pandemic, post-pandemic, all of that kind of jazz. But we're going to get into more of this. We're going to take a really quick break. We're going to go into first date expectations. I'm going to tell you some of my really funny stories of some relatively recent bad first dates, because trust, I've experienced them all. The stuff that I'm going to tell you guys on this show, you wouldn't believe happens. Like, all my friends are like, that only happens to Jennifer. Like, and I'm like, I don't know why. What am I cultivating? What am I putting out there? At least, if anything, I always leave the dates with saying that they're really funny stories. And that's the goal, right? Like, you're like, at least it was a good experience. I've learned something. That's a funny story versus being like, never again. But trust me, there are never agains for sure. But we're going to go into that after this quick, short break. Stay tuned, everyone.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show. Damayanti is the place for your soul, where you'll find inspiring reminders of your inner beauty and strength. Made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Our unique collection of Sanskrit mantras speaks of pure love, resilience, divine energy, and more. Damayanti, join us as we take our soul journey together. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special mantra that speaks to your soul.
Do you lack balance in your life? You don't have to settle for the life that you're currently living. Jennifer Hazard, who is a life and career coach and motivational speaker, can help you navigate this wild world and unlock your full potential while elevating your aspirations. Let Jennifer be the catalyst for your journey towards excellence. Follow her on her social media and her YouTube channel. For more information, you can visit her at www.jenniferhazard.com.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony. I'm the psychic lawyer, also known as the Psychic Explorer, and I'm proud to be teaming up with Dr. Pat Basile for our show, The Psychic and the Doc, Your Practical Paranormal Power Unleashed. And on this show, all subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Tune in, and better yet, call in Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Single and 40. We were just talking about first dates, dating apps, all of that kind of stuff. And now I wanted to kind of go into, because this is a question that I always am very curious about. And I ask my friends this, first date expectations. You're out there. You're going on a first date. You could be newly re-entering the world. You can just be like me and very an expert at first dates, technically speaking, because I, Lord knows, I've been on a bajillion of them. Or you can just be curious and be like, what is it like dating out in the world? Let me tell you about at least first date expectations. Okay. So we were talking about how, you know, before the break about first, first dates, what are they like? All of that jazz. So because post-pandemic and inflation, the economy, all of that jazz, 55% of people are actually willing to have a first date at their house. Take that in. First date at your house. No fucking way am I having some mofo come up into my house. That's stranger danger. That is axe murderer. Chop you up into little pieces. I have plenty of friends that have gone on first dates at somebody's house where they made them food, or that you had wine, or you did something. And I'm like, no, absolutely not. Nope. Unless you're going to just go and fuck them and go to a trip to Pound Town and like you're coming over to be like, sup. I'm not doing that. That is just big, massive red flags and scary to me. That's just me. I know plenty of people that have, and I'm like, wait, you went over to their house on your first date? Like maybe second date or third date. Again, it's to like fornicate, not to like get to know somebody. Also like the amount of like cleaning one would have to do. And some people, no offense, their bathrooms are disgusting. So maybe it's a good thing. You can see their cleanliness right off the bat, or their aesthetic or style, but 55% are open to having that. And so I guess I'm on that other side, on that 45% of like, no way, Jose. And then also 44% of people are actually willing to do a virtual date. I know a bajillion people that want to meet or do like a FaceTime or a Zoom or a Skype or something like that before they actually meet you. So they, you know, that they're not like a bot or somebody, or their photos are not all, filtered and all of that jazz, but that's that. And so first dates, this, again, this is all thoughts. Okay. So who picks the location? I have friends that are like, no, he picks the location. And because then you can see what their style is, what they're into. What is this kind of stuff? What are they taking into consideration? I'm prior proper planning prevents piss poor performance, all the 7 P's to live by. I like to pick the place. Or, what are you taking into consideration? Are you asking me, what do I like to drink? Or, what time of day is this? Like, if you're asking me out for like an 8 o'clock drink, no, I'm sorry. Like, nope. I'm going to go to bed. I'm 40 years old. I like sleep. In my 20s. Yeah, totally. That was my vibe. No. Not now. I'm like, can we meet at like 5:30? Anything after 6 o'clock has to require food. It doesn't need to be a full blown meal. It could be a nosh. Okay. A cheese and charcuterie. Or it's also why I don't date vegans, because I need some sort of noshy food, a plate of French fries and oysters. I don't know. Just those things. But what are you taking into consideration? And this is something to actually think about. And again, if you are not rolling in the dough, you know, trying to be economic about it. So again, it's like 7 out of 10 people are open to like inexpensive activities. So like what activity would that be? And that could be going for a hike. If you're going for a hike, again, I live in New York City. So going for a hike is like an hour drive. That in itself, if I don't like this person, okay, cool. I have to go on an hour drive just to get there, go on a freaking hike, and then drive an hour back and be like, never again do I want to see this mofo. It's a thing. It's a thing. But going for a walk, going through the park, going on a picnic. I actually recommended to my friend, I was like, go on a picnic because he has a lot of dietary restrictions. So I was like, look, you can grab a bottle or you can do this here, you know, you can go and you can bring the nauseous for your own food that you want to eat. And it's taken care of. Like, and it's a very cheap, amazing option. And it's thoughtful. And it doesn't cost an arm and a leg. We don't need zillions of dollars spent on a first date. I'm like, but it's a very thoughtful first date, picnics or like a stroll, all of that kind of stuff. Also taking into consideration your appearance. This is my biggest thing. That's not my biggest thing, but it's one of my biggest things. The amount of effort that it takes me to do my hair, to beat my face and put makeup on, to go somewhere, pick out an outfit, shave my legs, do all of the things. All of this takes time. And if I'm doing all of this and you show up like a freaking slob kebab, no. And like shave your face, brush your teeth, floss your face. I've gone on a date with somebody that literally had like schmutz on their face. And like they had, you know, when you eat Doritos or like Cheetos, and like literally had Cheetos like smeared on his shirt and still like left on his upper lip. Imagine that. I walked up and I had gone through a couple of different outfits and been like, oh, I look cute. Okay, cool. And then I get there and like this freaking Bob is like Dorito hand. And like, I'm like, oh, so you didn't even look at yourself before you left the house. And we were one block away from his house. One. Again, appearance, all of that kind of stuff. Also, I think taking into consideration time of day. I went on a date with a guy at 11 a.m. for coffee, which is something I don't do. I think coffee is like for interviews, but if you're sober or if it's a morning thing, whatever. And then I'm fully transparent. Like I'm not going to put makeup on. You're going to see full face, natural Jennifer Hazard. That's cute. I'm just letting you know, 11 a.m. I've had a friend that went for a coffee date. I want to say it was like 7 a.m. because I have work scheduling and things like that. And she lived up on the Upper East Side and went to Williamsburg. To give you a reference point, it was like a 45-minute travel for her to get to this date at 7 a.m. to have coffee with this person. Do you know how much time and effort goes into putting it on your face and doing all of it? And the nails and the face mask and the under eye patches and the bleaching of the teeth. Yes, this is all things that we do. And so when you come up and you look like a freaking hot mess, like that ain't cute. So no, appearance does matter. Again, this is me. This is my weird thing. So confirmation, confirming date. So if you have a date today, we have a date today. Great. When do you confirm? If you do not confirm by 12 p.m., and even if the date's at 2, like, or 4, 5, whatever, 5 o'clock date. I love a 5 o'clock date. If you do not confirm by noon, I presume it's not happening. And even if you reach out to me at 12:30, hey, is this still going on? No, I'm sorry. If you can't take the time to, hey, shoot me a 20-second text message to say, hey, looking forward to seeing you later today or whatever. Good morning. I'm excited. La, 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 la. No, there needs to be a confirmation, just like how restaurants, they send you confirmation things or you can doctor's appointments, hair appointments, whatever. They all get confirmations. You should respect your date enough to do a confirmation. It takes less than 20 seconds. Looking forward to seeing you at 5 o'clock tonight, confirming this location. We're going to meet here. Blah. Easy, easy peasy. Just do it. I don't understand. Effort. I'm like, it's minimal effort. Again, asking what you're drinking. Ask somebody what they're drinking. Like, what are your favorite drinks? If I say like, I'm into wine and you want to go to a dive bar, that's probably not where I'm going to want to go. Just flat out. Because again, if I primarily do drink wine or champagne, I don't want to go to a dive bar on a first date. Like maybe down the road when we've been dating, like I'm totally, I love a dive bar, especially if they have a jukebox or something freaking cute like that, or games. Like, yeah, totally. But as a first date, I'm like, I don't want to go somewhere that like smells like bleach and vomit in the bathroom and drink beer, because that's just not my flavor. That's not my vibe. So asking somebody like, oh, you're really into dirty martinis? I know an amazing martini place. So I'm going to give you a really quick hazard report, like little moment on one of my bad dates. He did all of his stuff. He took into consideration where I lived. He confirmed. He, you know, did all of the things right, all of this kind of stuff. On the date, it was very strange. He kept on looking at me very intently in my eyes. I know if you're listening to this and not watching, he was very much looking into my eyes the whole time and getting closer and closer to me and like moving around a whole bunch. And he kept going to the bathroom. And I'm like, why does this guy keep going to the bathroom? And, you know, was acting very peculiar. And then I was just like, dude, like, nope, I'm done with this guy. Like, we need to go. Like, you're going to take the train. Okay. We're walking to the train. And then he like goes and he like tries to kiss me. And I'm like, okay. It's really cold outside. I got to go. Bye. Later on find out, I was like, oh, you were like, really? You know, he's like, I had a butt plug in my butt the entire time. That's why I was moving around so much and feeling, you know, extra frisky. Butt plug in his butt the entire time. This is real. He told me this. I learned after the fact, hence why that was the case and why he was like trying to be all razzmatazz up on me. And I'm like, no, Mo, you need to go. Like, if anything, I was just like, you're being a space invader and invading my space. So that is real. That happened to me on a first date. So again, you never know what is happening or going on. We never had a second date, for the record. That was totally fine. Again, there's a trillion more stories I have to tell you guys about life, love, dating, everywhere in between. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank everybody, that my producers and everything like that. Please make sure to tune in to our next episode. You can find me at www.jenniferhazard.com, and it's Jennifer with two N's and two Z's. W pleasure. W fun. La, 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 la. And then check us out on Spotify, on YouTube, all the channels, all of the things. Again, we're here. Chime in, send this to your friend. Also leave comments and all of that kind of stuff, so I know what you guys want to talk about in upcoming episodes. Please and thank you again. J'adore you. Amazing. I hope that you guys enjoyed hearing all of my thoughts.
I'm Jennifer Hazard, and you've been listening to Single and 40, a show on love, life, and everywhere in between.
Tune in every first and third Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific
on Transformation Talk Radio, as we share candid stories and expert insight with, of course, a sprinkle of humor. If you know someone who would benefit from our conversation, share the show with them. You can also connect with us by following us on our social media and our YouTube channel, or visit me at www.jenniferhazard.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.